Louts, and be on the lookout for
Jimmy.
Okay. 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 James Maloney, a bookkeeper. But everybody in the Bronx call him Jimmy the Butcher. He from Pelham Parkway, so he went to Columbus. And it was in his high school when he ran into Johnny Numbers. Johnny Numbers was the nephew of a mafia boss. After school, they began doing odd jobs, of course. Johnny Numbers was promoted cause his family ties, while the Butcher was demoted to a life on the grind. He was good in math, so he used that as a front. Rented a small office and set accounts office in the front. Numbers would drop off folders with pictures on the front. Addresses, telephone numbers to get the man they want. After work, the Butcher clothes shop, puffing the blunt, riding high on his chopper. He would ride and fly, or drink and drive in his Dodge, charge from 75. To put it short, felt better when he relaxed his mind. One of the biggest contract killers in the state of NY, till Johnny Numbers got locked up and dropping down. Now the Butcher's on the run and almost running out of time. Now he's somewhere in Kentucky trying to find a place to hide.
Yo, you see that boy,
okay.
Now I look for 5 to 5,
okay.
I just get that how I'm brushing, you hear me? You hear me,
Shani?
If I watch them boy, they
hey, yo, the feds is on his ass. Tim ran out of gas. He got cash, we got a gas leak from when he crashed into a tree. Grabbed his bags and jumped out the V, running through the grass, screaming, I gotta stay free. Simultaneously thinking how the feds find me. It hit him in his pocket when he heard his cell phone ring. He thought he cut it off, but he didn't. And since it wasn't a flip phone, all he had to do was bump it and turn it on again. Staring at it, he said, wait a minute. Don't these phones got a tracking system to track it if you lose it? He's scared to answer it, he hit a ring. Tone music, call ID say private, but it's so confusing. Dashing through the trees till he came to a creek. He tied his cell phone to a rock with a shoestring dropped and watched it sink in the agua. He wasn't taking no chances, looks and glances, knew at any time his dogs and cops was advancing. Nowhere to run but across the water, so he put the small bag in the big bag and jumped in the water. It started raining, yo, and that's a good thing for him, cause by the time the dogs catch him, it'll take most of the sin off of him.
Soldier, you have to watch them boy,
okay.
Soldier, you have to watch them boy,
okay.
Soldier, you have to watch them boy, cause
okay.
Them are murderer, hear me?
Yo. A day and a half in the woods, and he's leaner. Lucky it stopped raining. It was like Hurricane Katrina. He's beat up, but determined to stay free. He won't even body. They trying to get it for 300 bodies. Just ahead, he finally sees some houses. A little girl by the lake washing out some blouses. He follows her back to the farm, but from a safe distance. He don't wanna cause alarm or any resistance. And since she went in the house, he crept in a barn, but must have overslept cause she found him sleeping in the barn. She woke him up and gave him coffee and food, and he's nervous. Gonna have to kill her, should I stay cool? Yo, he looked into her eyes, they were so beautiful. She only 15 though, what could she do? Found out her father's recovering from paralysis. He had a stroke and them two about to lose the farm again. It's just them two going through the struggles, and without a father to tend to the farm, they're in trouble. Then sirens, she grabbed his hands to hide him in that secret place she used to hide when the father was drunk and crying with rape because he blamed her for his wife dying. It hurts her, her mother died trying to give birth to her. She felt she owed him. Police searching all over but couldn't find nothing, so they left the number and rolled off. A month later, she introduced him to her father and said, this is Jimmy, gonna help us with the farm, I'ma marry him. So Jim married her, he been there ever since. The father recovered, the farm's doing good and they got 5 kids. It took 15 years for the feds to catch Jim. He got life, but his wife is right there to bless him. But his wife also has something to stress him. What it is, only 1 out of the 5 kids is his. The rest is by a father, a Jim plugging. He tied the rope around his throat, now he's hanging cause his heart broke.
Oh, damn it, Jim. Damn it, Jim. Come on, you the Butcher, man. What you doing?
Soldier, you have to watch them boy.
Okay.
Soldier, you have to watch them boy.
Okay.
Can't brush him, you hear me?
Okay.
Them boy never brush him. We're not scared to touch him. Hear me? Valley. Not eat banks, hear me? Big up. Sham racist selection, hear me? Lord of mercy.